Hello, everyone. I'm Brett McRae on the Northern Ag Network with your Wyoming Noon Market Report. Well, based on the information from the Wyoming Resource Data System, snowpack levels around the state are below average for this time of the year. For example, snow water equivalent in the Powder River Basin is currently 80% of normal volume. Johnson County Extension Educator Micah Most in Buffalo says irrigators should prepare for more limited water supplies.
This year's been a little bit more mild, but with that, we have had less precipitation. And so there's some growing concerns that that's going to impact our ability to irrigate down the road. I think that folks really need to start thinking about their drought mitigation strategies that they maybe didn't need to use last growing season because we did have such a good precipitation base. This year, the reality is going to be a little bit different for sure.
The Upper Bear River Basin in Wyoming has the highest snow water equivalent in the state at 112% of normal. The Belfouche and Cheyenne River Basins have the lowest snow water equivalent in Wyoming. The American Land Board allocates funds through the Cooperative Funding Program for local sheep producer groups, lamb suppliers, and direct marketers to cost-share marketing efforts that align with ALB's mission to grow awareness and demand for American lamb. Applications can be submitted until April 30th, 2024. While the timing of the application process is changing, ALB will continue to allocate funds to assist efforts by state and local industry groups and American lamb suppliers and direct marketers as the budget allows. The program will continue supporting projects where applicants are prepared to share costs and provide additional resources to the funded project.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale Friday, April 19th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana, concentrating on the basics, quiet disposition, and stressing maternal instincts. Yearling bull genetics from Musgrave, U2 Coalition, Sterling Confidence, Justified, and many more. Many bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon and sale begins at 1 p.m. April 19th. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the four-year guarantee.
Hormel Foods is the latest U.S. pork producer to reach a settlement in the ongoing allegations of a price-fixing conspiracy in the meat industry. The first settlement round, Hormel will pay almost $2.5 million to the commercial indirect purchaser class in the case. Meat and Poultry says court documents reveal this is the third settlement between commercial and institutional indirect purchasers following earlier settlements with JBS and Smithfield Foods. The monetary relief in the case is now up to more than $57 million. The price-fixing litigation dates back to 2018. Plaintiffs previously alleged that a group of pork producers that control 80% of the pork market manipulated the market in an attempt to keep a ceiling on prices. Wheat buyers from Egypt, Japan, the Philippines, and three other countries are scheduled to visit the U.S. in coming months to seek information about the high-quality wheat crop and meet the farmers responsible for growing it. U.S. Wheat Associates is ready to launch another trade team season. U.S. Wheat Associates invests funding from the USDA Foreign Agricultural Service to bring trade teams to the U.S. Participating wheat-producing states connect customers with farmers and industry partners. The goal is straightforward: to promote reliability, quality, and value of all six U.S. wheat classes. The teams are shown production and farming practices, how wheat is transported, and are able to see various research programs involving American wheat. The visits allow an in-person study of the U.S. wheat industry from the field to the export elevator.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal: Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
In the cattle market, most contracts are higher heading into this noon hour. This morning, Thursday's export report showed beef net sales 30% higher than last week and up 27% for the prior four-week average. That's an encouraging sign for the market, but something traders haven't acted on, as we've yet to see substantial live cattle cash trade yet this week. Box beef prices are lower. Choice cuts down 71 cents at $2.96.10. Select down $1.50 at $2.89.38. Taking a look at the market, April feeder cattle up $1.07 at $2.41.50. May up $1.97 at $2.42.25. April live cattle down 7 cents at $1.80.82. June off 2 pennies at $1.75.30. Lean hogs off 37 cents in May at $94.55. June down 72 cents at $102. Out in the country, this week in Torrington, heavy six-weight steers sold from $302 up to $310 per hundredweight. Light five-weight heifers from $294 to $302. Light six-weight heifers from $275 to $283.
Timberline Angus invites you to its annual Bread for Business Bull Sale. With over 75 years in the Angus business, the Calentines can guarantee these cattle will work for you. They're offering 40 hand-picked registered Angus yearling bulls and 40 yearling commercial Angus heifers with custom breeding options available. Join the Calentine family Friday, April 19th at Belt Camp Livestock Feedlot in Manhattan, Montana. Lunch at noon, sale at 1. The sale will be broadcast live on frontierlivesale.com. To view the offering, please visit timberlineangus.com.
Sale season's here again, and there are a lot of black-hided Angus bulls on the market, but not all of them are registered. Why take the risk? Don't gamble on unproven genetics. Invest wisely with registered, powered by Angus bulls. Backed by the power of the American Angus Association and 80 million data points, registered Angus bulls give you the confidence in your buying decisions. Don't buy an imposter. Look for the registration number. Buy the power. Buy registered Angus bulls.
Wheat markets are just moderately higher heading into this Thursday noon hour. Corn and soybeans, however, trending lower as we approach the closing bell for this trading session. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 5 3/4 in May at 5.78. July up 7 1/4 at 5.76. Minneapolis hard red spring wheat up 7 1/4 in May at 6.40. July up 5 3/4 at 6.45. Chicago soft red winter wheat up 1.5 cents in May at 5.38. July up 2.5 at 5.54. May corn down 2 1/4 at 4.28. July off 3 1/4 at 4.37. Soybeans down 11 cents in the spot May contract, $11.38. July down 11 3/4 at 11.52. So far today, cash grain bids out in Portland up 6 cents for 12 protein winter wheat from 6.50 to 6.63. 14 pro spring wheat up 8 cents from 7.27 to $7.37 a bushel. I'm Brett McCray on the Northern Ag Network.